life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on, by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
As an 18-year-old, I let my mistakes kind of take over my life. I was 0.5 credits away from completing high school, and I didn't do it.
10 years later, at age 28, Jackie finished her high school diploma.
When I found out that I was pregnant, I know that I had to do something for myself if I wanted to make her a better person and provide a better life for her. My family never stopped pushing for me to be better because they knew what I could become and who I could become as a person. My support team is amazing. The educational director, my sister, and even my 7-year-old daughter has just been more than the support that I could ask for. I've been given an opportunity, and I'm just thankful for it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
When you need to know.
I feel like what Chris is doing is trying to capitalize a little bit more on Frankfort as a destination place that's close to Indianapolis and close to Lafayette. And I think one of the most exciting aspects of that is the Prairie Creek Park venue and just the whole idea of bringing events to downtown Frankfort, getting people out of their house, getting them down to the square, which is lovely.
On the air first when seconds count.
It's somewhat similar, but different. The difference is it's contained. It was in a building where RNA was outside. So all this is contained inside the building, which makes it a little rougher, harder to extinguish.
The news team you've come to depend on.
We've been so impressed with the show of support from our whole community, and that's really important. It's been important from the beginning that this be a grassroots effort.
WILO.
The more that they improve buildings and make them look good, then the people will come in.
On the air first from your official weather station, WILO.
Do you know someone who is a true community hero? Someone who has made a true difference and has a true passion for making Clinton County a better place to live? If so, here is your chance to help them get recognized. Get your nomination form at WILO, Frankfort Main Street, or Frankfort Community Public Library and return to the same locations. To be eligible, they must be a Clinton County resident and there is no age limit. The Community Hero brought to you by Frankfort's Unified Neighborhoods and your home for classic hits, WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Here's the WILO Skywatch weather forecast for all of North Central Indiana.
Including Rossville, Jefferson, and Kempton. Today, mostly sunny with a high of 74. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll dip down to 57. On Sunday, partly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower. The high, 70. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. Check out real-time weather radar 24/7 at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
And welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by State Farm Insurance agents Susan Casper and Tony Theofatis. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. So far today, we've heard from Wabash College Sports Information Director Brad Harris talking about Little Giant football in the new stadium and also the fact that their game with DePaul will be on Fox TV coming up next month. Just heard from Raymond Jones, the head football coach at Clinton Prairie, after they beat Taylor last night 69-16. We were hopefully going to get somebody, a representative, who will be talking about the National Coaches Day that's coming up tomorrow. We have not heard from them as of yet. Also, we were expecting a phone call from Carroll head football coach Kevin Saylor after they won their game last night 30-12. There are some things I don't know if you saw last week. These are what I like to call the under-the-radar things that took place during the week today, or during the week this week. I really is interested in this particular comment because Washington State head coach Mike Leach has been known to be outspoken, and he really was not. He really was outspoken this week. You need to understand that the week before last week's loss to Utah, they gave up 50 points in the second half to UCLA and blew a 32-point lead in a 67-63 loss. Well, last week, Washington State lost to Utah 38-13. And he did not exactly wasn't nice to his players afterwards, as he called his players, quote, fat, dumb, happy, and entitled, following their second loss of the season. He says, we're a very soft team. We get a lot of good press. We like to read it a lot. We like to pat ourselves on the back. And if we get any resistance, we fold. I think we got a bunch of free agents running around out there. They think they're pretty special. And then as soon as something doesn't go their way, they like to pout. Unquote. That's pretty sharp stuff from a team that's ranked up there in the country. Of course, the thing of it is that Washington State won their first two games against Northern Colorado, which is Cupcake City, and then they beat a pretty good Houston team. But before they get it, as we said, we lost a 32-point lead to UCLA at home, and also, as we said, give up 50 points in that second half and a 67-63 loss before Utah just handed it to them last week by a score of 38-13. So it'll be interesting to see how the players at Washington State respond to their coach's criticism. So that will be one thing to look forward to. This is kind of sad in another way because an Iowa college football program ended its season early because of injuries. Division III Grinnell College, it's over in Grinnell, Iowa, announced it was forfeiting its final seven games after its 38-player roster suffered 11 injuries. In a statement, officials say the school is, quote, unwilling to compromise the health and safety of its players, unquote, including those injured who will miss some or all of the season. The decision means Grinnell will finish the season without a win after starting with three losses and scoring a total of 3 points. They have been outscored to this point, or they were outscored by a score of 114-3. Their lone points this year came on a 33-yard field goal in a loss to McAllister. This is not the first time that they've had some struggle with this kind of thing. Grinnell's had issues in the past 40 seasons. Grinnell has had 7 teams with less than 40 players, 6 of more than 50, and the rest of between 40 and 50. And in the past 3 years, they've had fewer than 40 players on their roster. But admission to Grinnell, which is an undergraduate enrollment of 1,600 kids, has become increasingly competitive in recent years. The college received 8,000 applications for 450 spots in the freshman class. The average two-part SAT score for newly admitted students has gone up 100 points, and the average ACT score is up between 2 and 3 points. That makes recruiting football players very difficult. So Grinnell College over in Iowa has suspended its team or forfeited the rest of the season, and which gives them an 0-10 record this year, and the team since 2016 is, believe it or not, is just 3-30. So it's a tough way to run a program, but that's what they have decided to do over Grinnell College. To the opposite end of that spectrum, we have a situation here, which I don't know if this has ever been done or not. I don't think it has, but a Division III school that was, quote, involuntarily, unquote, removed from its league because it was too dominant has been invited to make the jump to Division I athletics. University of St. Thomas, which was expelled from the Minnesota Intercollegiate Athletic Conference in May for, quote, competitive, unquote, reasons, has received an invite to join the Summit League, which is a Division I mid-major conference. Schools are barred by NCAA rules from making the leap from Division III to Division I, but St. Thomas has applied for a waiver, and if granted, the school will begin to compete in the Summit League in 2021, following its final 2 years in the MIAC. The fate of the football team has not been determined, however, since the Summit League does not sponsor the sport. North Dakota State, a 7-time FCS champion, plays football in the Missouri Valley Conference, while in its other sports, including men's and women's volleyball, or women's and women's basketball, compete in the Summit League. The Star Tribune reported that St. Thomas is exploring the possibility of joining the Pioneer League or the Missouri Valley Conference, where 4 Summit League members, North Dakota State, Western Illinois, South Dakota, and South Dakota State, currently compete in football. North Dakota, another Summit League member, will join the Missouri Valley Conference in football next year. Back in May, MIAC officials threatened to disband the league if St. Thomas remained a member. The school has won 6 MIAC championships since 2010. The Tommies are 1-0 in league play after winning the first conference game with a 74-14 victory over Hamlin on September the 21st. The move to Division I requires substantial investment from St. Thomas. Right now, St. Thomas spends about $1.1 million on football per Department of Education data. South Dakota State spends $4.1 million, and North Dakota State $5.6 million. That dwarf that number. St. Thomas would be the second Division I football program in the state, along with the Minnesota Golden Gophers, which could create a local rivalry between the two schools. Here's a quote. Joining the Summer League would be a unique and exciting opportunity for St. Thomas, allowing us to significantly expand our impact and reach, said Julie Sullivan, who's the school's president, in a statement. It's a strong Midwest Division I conference that includes both public and private competitors under the direction of Commissioner Tom Dupel. The conference has grown in strength and success over the past several years, unquote. So we will see if St. Thomas makes the jump to Division I football. So that could be something kind of interesting down the line. And this is something that has not gotten any press at all. But the Indiana High School Athletic Association has the start today of its Unified Flag Football State Tournament. You have 37 teams, 12 more than last year's inaugural season. We'll kick off today, and as they have postseason play, they will start with sectionals today at 8 sites throughout the state, and that should be kind of interesting. The Unified Flag Football is played on a 25-yard by 40-yard field, 5-on-5 with 3 athletes and 2 unified partners to a side. So teams play 2 20-minute halves with a touchdown worth 6 points, an extra point from the 5-yard line worth 1 point, and while 2 points are added for a successful play from the 10-yard line, 2 points may also be scored for a safety. So that's that coming up for there. And we're going to go ahead and take a quick break as we have Kevin Saylor on the phone. Just have Kevin hang on for a second. We'll get to him right after the break here. As you're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by State Farm Insurance agents Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
Do you know someone who is a true community hero? Someone who has made a true difference and has a true passion for making Clinton County a better place to live? If so, here is your chance to help them get recognized. Get your nomination form at WILO, Frankfort Main Street, or Frankfort Community Public Library and return to the same locations. To be eligible, they must be a Clinton County resident and there is no age limit. The Community Hero brought to you by Frankfort's Unified Neighborhoods and your home for classic hits, WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Here's the WILO Skywatch weather forecast for all of North Central Indiana.
Including Rossville, Jefferson, and Kempton. Today, mostly sunny with a high of 74. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll dip down to 57. On Sunday, partly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower. The high, 70. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. Check out real-time weather radar 24/7 at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by State Farm Insurance agents Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. We've got Carroll head football coach Kevin Saylor on the phone. Kevin, good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing just great. You guys had another nice win for you last night.
Absolutely. We were kind of joking around. I kind of was with the team on Thursday that we kept getting off to slow starts. And so I told them in our pregame, at the end of our walkthrough Thursday, and said, hey, well, we're going to start slow this week. And they all kind of laughed because that's what's happened every week. But this week we came out and we started off pretty fast. So pretty happy with the effort, and it was a big win for us.
Are you in the situation now where you have two games left? Are you like where you guys are heading into the postseason?
Yeah, I think defensively we've made a few switches with the defense. We're starting to get locked in with it now. And offensively, the pass game has gotten better the last few weeks. Heath Richardson had a great night last night. He was 15 for 23 with four touchdown passes. So as a sophomore, he's starting to get clicking a little bit. We've been doing a little dual quarterback action with him and Aiden Harris. And it just gives us some different looks we can do offensively, and I think it keeps the defense a little off balance.
And now, of course, you got Prairie coming up this week. That's a huge game for you guys.
Absolutely. Over the last few years, I've been here since 15 on the staff, and it's been kind of a rivalry game for us. And so it's just been one of those conference games that's always been a tough one, and, you know, it's a big game for our guys.
Now, after Prairie, who have you guys got left?
We have Sheridan in week 9.
Okay. So, you know, it's a good way to get into the postseason. And let's face it, the pairings are drawn next Sunday. Not this Sunday, but the following Sunday. So,
yeah, well, we'll kind of see where we're at. You know, with our sectional, we only play three teams in our sectional, Clinton Central, Clinton Prairie, and we play Tri-County. So Everybody else we haven't seen. So it should be an interesting draw on how that all comes out.
Now, you guys have got Central Catholic in there, don't you?
We have not played Central Catholic. They're in our sectional, though, and, you know, from what I can tell, from what I've heard, things I've seen, you know, they're a solid football team. And we saw them over the summer, so we kind of have an idea of what they are. So if we see them, then, you know, I think we'll have a good idea of what we need to do.
You know, this is a team that was, of course, perennially on top. It struggled here for the last two or three years, and now it seems like you know, they beat Rensselaer last week, and they shut out Twin Lakes last night. So it seems like they're kind of getting their act together a little bit.
Yeah, they are one of those teams. I think they're from talking with Coach Nay over the summer. They're senior heavy and freshman heavy. So my guess is some of their younger guys are starting to play a little bit better.
Yeah, that could be a good and bad situation, being, you know, top heavy and bottom heavy. But there was nothing in the middle though, so that could be good and bad both.
Right. So we'll see when we. If we see them, what they are, I know they throw the football well. They have a sophomore quarterback in the Barrett kid. They have Damon Roach and Ty Schrader, who are two pretty good athletes. So, you know, they're a pretty formidable opponent. So, sectional, you know, they're going to be one of those teams we've got to watch.
Okay. Anything you want to talk about from last night? Anybody you want to point out defensively, offensively, besides Heath Richardson? Anybody else really step up and do some things for you?
Wade Peters last night had 5 catches for 137, had a phenomenal night. Aiden Ayers, once again, had over 100 yards. He had 67 rush yards and 40 receive yards. And we had a great performance from our inside linebacker, Luke Varley. He played really, really well for us on the defensive side of the ball last night. We missed him for a couple weeks. He had a rib injury and was out, so it was nice to get him back. And he's been playing a nice job there. Hunter Stolisfield was our nose last night. He did a really nice job going up against the Keller kid from Clinton Central, who's one of their best players, and did a really nice job of kind of neutralizing him in the run game.
So, I mean, you know, it's really nice to have your defense on getting better and better, and you're both offensively, you know, your passing game and running game, you know, doing really well at the same time. So it looks like everything's really balanced for you right now.
Yeah, the kids are starting to kind of move in the direction I want them to be in. You know, we're, as a whole, we're a pretty young team. We've only got about four seniors that play a lot for us. So we're playing a lot of sophomores and juniors right now. So I feel like we're kind of starting to get that game experience and starting to make things, some things happen.
And I take it the kids are starting to believe in everything. They're starting to believe in what you've been talking to them about.
And absolutely. Our older guys, you know, we're talking Thursday. We had Coach Sharp from Jimtown come down and talk to our team. And our older guys, you know, they were 26-10 as a career record. So they're used to winning. It's trying to get the younger guys that maybe haven't experienced that to know what it takes to continue that success.
Okay. Injury-wise, you doing okay?
Yeah. We came out of it fairly, fairly good. So
all right.
Hopefully we're ready to go for Prairie next week.
Okay. And by the way, we'll be up there for radio broadcast, so we'll have that game for you here on the station next week. Anything else you want to have or talk about before I let you go?
No, we're good.
Okay. Kevin, congratulations. Best of luck to you the rest of the season, okay?
Thank you.
All right, take care of yourself. All right.
Bye-bye.
That was Kevin Saylor, who is the head coach up at Carroll, as they defeated Clinton Central 30-12 last night. We haven't talked any college football per se, especially here in the area so far today, and we got about 5 minutes left in the show here before we say sayonara. Need to look at some schedules, though, for today. First of all, Purdue is having some issues. They've had a lot of injury problems. Last week they just got beat up by Minnesota, even though they made it a game late. But they lost Elijah Sindelar to a broken collarbone. They lost Rondell Moore. They lost one of their linemen last week. They're at Penn State today, which will be nothing short of a major you know, issue they could get past them, but I don't think that's going to happen. Kickoff is noon at Happy Valley. Penn State is, of course, a nationally ranked team and undefeated right now. But the Boilermakers, I think we'll go with Jack Plummer again at quarterback. I'm not real sure what Moore's situation is for the game today. But anyway, the kickoff is at noon. That'll be on ABC and ESPN2 starting at noon. And then they come back home next week, the Boilers do, for a homecoming contest against Maryland before they go hit the road on the 19th to Iowa and then have a game with Illinois here on the 26th. So that's some interesting scheduling coming up for the Boilers, who need a win, but today's going to be very difficult as they're at Happy Valley to face Penn State. Indiana is trying to get back and win column. They lost, I think it was 40-31 last week at Michigan State. They are off this week before they, actually they got a couple games coming up that they could be very in pretty good shape, because they'll have Rutgers at home coming up on the 12th. That's for homecoming down at Bloomington. And they go to Maryland on the 19th. That's probably a pick 'em game right now, because Maryland's kind of hot and cold, but we'll have to see how that is. But Indiana's schedule late in the year is kind of top heavy, because they're at Penn State, play Michigan at home on the 23rd of November before they go to Purdue on the 30th. So that's the way that they will finish up the season this year. Notre Dame has an easy game today. Bowling Green is ranked as one of the top 10 worst teams in the country, according to a poll I see about every week. Notre Dame should be able to take care of the Falcons today. Then they have USC at home next Saturday night. The game, of course, on NBC before they have a week off. And then during that week off, then after that, they go to Michigan on the 26th and then play at Duke on the 9th of November before they host Navy and Boston College back-to-back on the 16th and 23rd. And then wrap up the regular season at Stanford on November the 30th. Illinois is an interesting team to watch. They were off for last week after they blew it to Nebraska at home. But they're 3-1 right now. They're at Minnesota today. That kickoff is at 3:30 on ABC. Minnesota is a very, very interesting football team, to say the least. Illinois is, you know, Nebraska ran twice as many plays as Illinois did. I should say Illinois ran twice as many plays as Nebraska, and Nebraska still won the game 42-38. So We'll see what happens. But after today at Minnesota for Illinois, they've got a couple tough games before they come over here to play Purdue. They've got Michigan at home on the 12th, and then they got Wisconsin at home for homecoming on the 19th before they come over here to West Lafayette and play the Boilers. And they wrap up the season at Michigan State, at Iowa, and then wind up the season home against Northwestern on the 30th. So that's their schedule for the remainder of the year. A couple of interesting games today. Nationally, you know, it should be kind of fun to watch. Auburn and Florida get together. That's on CBS. 3:30 this afternoon. That'll be a fun game to watch. Texas and West Virginia. The 3:30 game, that should be, I'm going to be interested to see how Texas plays. West Virginia is not as good as they have been this year. So that'll be kind of an interesting battle. A couple of the Big Ten games today. You've got, Kent State at Wisconsin, Maryland at Rutgers, Iowa's at Michigan. That's a big one. Besides the Purdue-Penn State game. Of course, the big game tonight has got, Michigan State at Ohio State. Northwestern plays at Nebraska this afternoon. Another big game on the schedule today finds Georgia at Tennessee. That should be an interesting game down south tonight. ESPN will have that game for everybody. And a couple of Pac-12 games tonight. It should be of interest. California's at Oregon, and Washington is at Stanford. So those are the games and schedules for college football for this weekend. Of course, the Colts play tomorrow night out of Kansas City, so that'll be interesting to see how that happens. So it'll just kind of be kind of fun to see how the footballs were about halfway through the 2020 season. That's going to wrap it up for this week's show. Thanks to our guests and our sponsors, our State Farm Insurance agents, Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis. Join us next week for another edition of Inside the Huddle. So until then, I'm Ken Hartman. Take care and have a great week.
This has been Inside the Huddle on WILO, brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, and Tony Theofanis, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Join us next Saturday at 9 a.m. for another edition of Inside the Huddle on WILO.